Amy Klobuchar can't name president of Mexico, despite voting for USMCA. By Joel B. Polak on February 14, 2020. Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, could not name the president of Mexico when asked to do so by a Telemundo reporter in Las Vegas, Nevada, on Thursday evening. Earlier this year, Klobuchar voted for the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA, in the Senate, noting the importance of Mexico to the U.S. economy. Canada and Mexico are Minnesota's two biggest trading partners, and I recently voted to approve the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA, on trade. I supported USMCA since, with the additionally negotiated pro-labor and environmental changes, as well as the elimination of a provision that would have benefited pharmaceutical companies at the expense of consumers. I felt the agreement provided much-needed stability and economic opportunity for American farmers, producers, and consumers. A North American trading bloc is also an essential strategy to competing with China on a global scale. However, when quizzed by Telemundo, she could not remember the name of Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, or AMLO, as he is colloquially known. Klobuchar was interviewed by Telemundo following Thursday night's League of United Latin American Citizens, LULAC, presidential forum, which Breitbart News covered. Billionaire left-wing donor Tom Steyer also attended, as did former South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, addressed the forum on video. As the AFP reported, neither Klobuchar nor Steyer came up with the right answer, and Buttigieg seemed uncertain. "I forgot," said billionaire Steyer, when asked if he could name Mexico's president. "No," admitted Klobuchar, a senator from Minnesota. Showing them up was Pete Buttigieg, the former South Bend, Indiana mayor and youngest of the eight candidates battling for the Democratic presidential nomination. "López Obrador. I hope," he answered, hesitatingly. Recent polls show that Democrats are locked in a tight race in Nevada ahead of the caucuses on February 22. The Unite Here Local 226 Culinary Workers Union, one of the most powerful in the state, declined to endorse any particular candidate on Thursday, leaving the race in limbo. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.